This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. All right, it is time for all of us to reject the junk science attacks on organics. And hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And we want you to sign this petition that we're going to send over to Stanford University and the Annals of Internal Medicine to retract the flawed organic study that tried to disparage the organic industry and say organic food is the same as conventional food. It turns out that study was conducted by a guy with ties to big tobacco. He's a hatchet man. He uses statistics to lie. And Stanford University itself is actually funded. Here's the university funded millions of dollars from Cargill. Yes, the Cargill company, which here they are making another payment out to somebody to get some influence. It looks like Cargill, an opponent of GMO labeling. They're the ones that also spent a lot of money to help defeat Proposition 37 in California, along with Monsanto. This is one of the big evil food companies right here, Cargill. And Stanford is one of the big evil front groups for quack science. And quack science, well, what is that? That's corporate-bought science. So the scientists are selling out to the corporations. But so is the media. Oh, and by the way, let me give you the URL for the petition right here. tinyurl.com/organic petition. Again, tinyurl.com/organic petition. That will take you right to the petition page, which is right here. And Anthony Gucciardi and I set this up. Anthony's from naturalsociety.com, a great website. You can check that out as well. But this petition lays out the reasons why we're calling for Stanford University to retract it. And look at that. Look at that. In a few seconds I've been talking here, it's got 20 more people just signed it. Anyway, the numbers are going up rapidly, so get on the ball here and help sign this petition, and we're going to send this over to Stanford University and the Annals of Internal Medicine. But check this out. It turns out, so first of all, we did an article on this on National News, and it turns out that this guy, Dr. Ingram Olkin, was one of the co-authors of this study that bashed organics and that all the mainstream media ran. They didn't know it was a hoax, I guess, or maybe they did and they didn't care. They ran it saying, oh, organic food is no better than conventional food. But it does have fewer pesticides is what the study actually concluded. But the mainstream media didn't really cover that. So here it is then published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, a systematic review. And there's Ingram Olkin, PhD, right there. Turns out Ingram Olkin is the same guy that we found here in the tobaccodocuments.org website, who received money from Philip Morris. And here's another page. He's the guy, I know you can't see the whole thing there because of what's on screen, but he's the guy who was known as the Hatchet Man, and he used a multivariate statistical model that was developed at Stanford University to basically lie with statistics and say that cigarettes are safe. And so this is what led people to believe that when doctors said smoke camels, that was going to be really good for you. So you see this ad, more doctors smoke camels than any other cigarette. The tobacco industry bought the scientific community back in the 1930s, the 1940s, the 50s, and even the 60s, and up into the 70s as well. The so-called scientists were basically just big tobacco whores, and they would whore themselves out to anyone who wrote them a sufficiently large paycheck. And then they would say, cigarettes are great for you. And they said things like, well, cigarettes, they give you better cognitive function. They help your teeth. They help your mood. They're safe. And in fact, they have health benefits. This was the message of the doctors back then. And so big tobacco was able to just hire a bunch of science whores. And today, the biotech industry is doing the same thing, buying off the science whores. Now, speaking of people who just sell out, Here's the New York Times, and this is their now famous article called The Organic Fable, in which this guy, Roger Cohen, who, by the way, we have actually nominated as the, where did it go? Oh, here it is. We've nominated him as the Idiot of the Year, given him the Idiot of the Year Award, Roger Cohen of the New York Times. Here's his original article, which is entitled The Organic Fable. Oh, you're only imagining that organics are better for you. It's all in your head, you moron. That's his message, basically. And he calls people who eat organics cult followers. And let's see, I broke it down in this article as well. He also says, we're going to need genetically modified crops, you know, to feed the world. We're going to need pesticides and fertilizers and other elements of industrialized food processes that have led mankind to be better fed and live longer than at any time in history. Oh, yeah. So biotechnology, GMOs, pesticides, he says, are like God's gift to mankind. Well, not God's, but industry's gift. And then he says, oh, the organic movement should favor genetically modified produce, he says. And he also says, there's a great quote from him right here. Organic is a fable of the pampered parts of the planet, romantic and comforting. And then he just lies about what the science actually concluded. He says that it didn't find, the food was less likely to be contaminated by dangerous bacteria, when in fact the study actually showed that organic food is far less likely to be contaminated with antibiotic resistant bacteria. And then he goes on, he says it's all a fairy tale and we're all just crazy. He says the organic ideology is an elitist pseudoscientific indulgence shot through with hype. Oh yeah, because I guess in his mind it's scientific to want to eat more poison. So anyway, this guy has been just completely discredited across the internet now by everybody who knows anything about food and poison, you know, pesticides. And so, but his article is still here on the opinion pages of the New York Times. Yeah, this is his opinion that he thinks you're delusional if you eat organic. So we decided to post this petition here and are inviting people to sign this petition looking for 10,000 signatures. So again, the correct URL to get to that petition is right here, tinyurl.com/organic petition. Now, getting back to that, let me show you a few other things here. So, all right, Big Tobacco, here's a great website on Big Tobacco, the yessmoke.eu. This covers some of the lies of Big Tobacco. The thing is, and by the way, here's the government criminalizing rainwater collection on your own property, because I guess that's not allowed anymore either. So practicing permaculture is not allowed, and pretty soon eating organics is not going to be allowed. This is a full-on assault of the organics industry by the corrupt medical journals, which are funded by the drug companies and in some cases by the biotech companies. It's a full-on assault on home gardening is another element of this that's been attacked. You're just not supposed to actually eat real food. You're supposed to drink your fluoride. You're supposed to eat your poisons. You're supposed to eat your GMOs. And, you know, and that's it. You're just supposed to do what you're told. In fact, let's see. Let me bring up Proposition 37 here, because here it is. California Right to Know, carighttoknow.org. You've got to get on board with this and help us mandate the labeling of GMOs in foods in California. A million more for the right to know what we eat. Yes, on Proposition 37. Absolutely, we've been big supporters of this. And we have a right to know what's in our food, and also we have a right to eat organic food, you know, pesticide-free food, without being called a cult follower by these morons at the New York Times, right here. People so out of touch with reality. I actually challenge these people. Drink pesticides yourself. Go ahead, drink. I don't know, drink a quart of pesticide and shoot yourself up with all your own vaccines. And all that stuff that you recommend that you say is good and safe for everybody else, all the fluoride, the GMOs, the poisons, the fungicides. Yeah, why don't you just drink a bunch of that yourself and shoot yourself up, you moron. And let's see what happens to you. These people are such sellouts. Anyway, the point is, science is for sale in America. So whenever you see something in a journal, a medical, quote, journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine, you got to ask yourself, who benefits from this message? Who's paying for it? Who's behind it? Because the answer is usually corporations. And corporate science is really anti-science. In fact, I'm working on an article on that right now about the anti-science that's out there. This is anti-science. This is not real science. This is hoaxed science. It's quack science to say, oh, organics are just the same as conventional foods. Oh, really? So drinking poison pesticides is no worse for you than having no exposure to those pesticides, I guess. And they say, vaccine shots couldn't possibly cause autism, even though right after the shots, kids go into convulsions. And then when they come out of the convulsions, they're just not home anymore. They're just not there anymore. Their brain has been damaged. And parents see it right in front of their own eyes. Just hours after the vaccines, they go into the convulsions and boom, takes away half their neurology. And the doctors say, oh, you're just imagining that. Just like this moron says, you're just imagining that organics are any better. Oh, you're just delusional. You're just a delusional cult follower. What a moron. Unbelievable. So again, help us sign this petition, and we're going to send a message to Stanford, which probably doesn't even care about this petition, but at least we're going to create some buzz about it. This is on change.org, as you can see. And we're going to send a message out there to say, you know what? We don't buy into your fraudulent quack science. Your corporate hoard out anti-science is what that really is. We don't buy that. That's nonsense. We believe in organic food. We believe in real food. We believe in knowing what we're eating. And we don't want to eat GMOs. We don't want to eat pesticide poisons. And we want to practice permaculture and collect rainwater and have our own open pollinated seeds in our own garden. Those are the kinds of things that intelligent people should want. But these elite academics, they think everybody should just poison themselves. How wonderful. Yeah, just drink more fluoride, get more vaccine shots. In fact, hey, take some chemotherapy because that's good for you too. Oh, the hair falling out part, that just means you're getting extra vitamins. That's basically their message. It's incredible. There's nothing, there's no poison that these scientists and these sellout journalists don't love. Oh, they love chemo. They love pesticides. They love fluoride. They love chemtrails. They love everything that kills you, and they want you to eat more of it. And then they're going to make fun of anybody who actually wants clean food. They're going to say people who read Natural News, which is my website, or people who eat organics, oh, you're all just delusional idiots, is their message. But we're not buying that. See, you're the idiot. You sell out whores. You're the idiots. We're the ones who actually have healthy food and superfoods. In fact, I'm drinking some, well, it's almost gone. This is some of my superfood from this morning right here. And this is organic. I'm not going to drink poisons in the morning. Let those scientists and journalists drink poison if they want to poison themselves. But don't call me a cult follower because I want to have clean food. Huh? Real food, organic food. That's what we're supposed to be eating. In case you haven't noticed, if you weren't a sellout to the biotechnology industry and the junk science corporations, then you might actually understand something about real food. But hey, I guess that's too much to ask for some journalists and some so-called scientists out there and some of the trolls out there who say, oh no, drink all your pesticides and your fluoride and take your vaccine shots and get your mercury and get your mercury fillings too, they say. Oh, and eat more aspartame and MSG while you're at it, because it's all good for you, they say. Yeah, if you believe that, then I don't know, then you are delusional, seriously. In any case, thanks for watching. Sign our petition. Let's see what it's up to right now, just while I was talking to you here. I'm sure it has risen. 701 supporters now, just in the time I've been talking to you. So get on board, sign our petition, and help send a message that the quack science, anti-science, hoard out, sell out scientists will not succeed in their agenda to make us all eat poison. We're not that stupid, okay? We eat organics and we avoid GMOs, and that's why we're smarter than you are. That's why we're healthier than you are. That's why we're going to live longer than you. And that's why we're going to have fertility when you don't. You're not going to have children, you people. You're winning the Darwin Award. Natural selection will take you idiotic scientists out of the gene pool because you're poisoning yourself and you're poisoning your future generations and you don't even know it. You don't even, it's almost, you know, on a cosmic scale, it's hilarious that you're killing yourself while telling others that they're delusional. That's funny. That's funny. This is real comedy happening right now in this debate about organics and GMOs. Those who are pro-GMO and pro-pesticide, committing suicide to winning the Darwin Award. We should have a little wall, like a celebration of the Darwin Award, removing those people from the human gene pool because they don't qualify as having enough intelligence to carry on the human gene pool. You know what I'm saying? They're that stupid. They poison themselves and poison their children, poison their grandchildren, and they think they're smarter than you. Meanwhile, we're out doing our gardening and raising real food and eating organic food and avoiding GMOs and raising backyard chickens and using open pollinated heirloom seeds. We're the future, okay? We're the future of the human race. Homeschooling our kids, avoiding vaccines for our kids. We are the future of the human race. Time will tell the truth about who is really right on this issue. And make no mistake, those who avoid poison and protect the integrity of their DNA, those people are the future of humankind. And those are the organic eating people and the people who avoid GMOs and the people who avoid vaccines and the people who do home gardening and who learn a little bit about real health and real nature. That's the future of the human race. And I think that's going to be a great future, a very positive future. I can't wait. I can't wait for the poisoners to remove themselves from the gene pool. It can't happen fast enough. It's one generation isn't fast enough, it seems. They should be out of here right now. Move to Mars, where you can have all the poisons you want, I guess. Have your own little poison planet there if you want. And have your own colony of poison and see how long you last. For the rest of us, we're going to be here on Earth. We want to protect the Earth. We want to protect our health. We want to have no poisons in our food and no genetically engineered nonsense in our food as well. That's the real humanity. That's real nature. That's a real future. That's real abundance. That's what we stand for. So thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Take care. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra-clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.